Nolte, Elizabeth Warren tries to buy off American Indian with 1024th apology. By John Nolte on August 20, 2019. Looking to buy her way out of decades of identity fraud, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is using billions of our tax dollars and what can only be described as 1/1024th of an apology. What is this all about? One thing, and one thing only. Should she win the Democrat nomination for president, the last thing she wants is the spectacle of American Indians protesting the fact that for decades, and as a means to advance her academic and political fortunes, the whitest woman in the world falsely identified herself as a Cherokee Indian. And this fraud extended through last year, until Warren was 69 years old. Because it was just last year, in a cynical and audaciously dishonest effort to prove she was indeed a member of Cherokee Nation, Warren lied about the results of her DNA test. A DNA test that actually proved she has no more native blood than any other white person. In fact, because her genome could range from 1/64th to 1/1024 native, she probably has less. So now, in order to buy off the American Indian, she's offering billions of our tax dollars for something called the Honoring Promises to Native Nations Act. Worse, in keeping with her tradition of speaking with forked tongue, while appearing before an American Indian advocacy group in Iowa this week, she offered up 1/1024th of an apology for decades and decades of identity fraud and lies. Like anyone who's been honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes. I'm sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot, and I am grateful for the many conversations we have had together. What is she talking about? What is she apologizing for? Does anyone know? I don't understand the words that are coming out her mouth because she has never once admitted to doing anything wrong. Is this an apology for littering? For filling up her gas tank and taking off? Did she engage in some underage drinking? Did she cheat on her husband, kick a puppy, run with scissors, cheat at Monopoly, shoot a man in Reno just to watch him die? What the hell is she apologizing for? And how can she apologize when she refuses to admit there has been no wrongdoing? Elizabeth Warren has admitted to no mistakes, but she thinks she can apologize without admitting to those mistakes, without telling us what those mistakes were. Sorry, no, it doesn't work that way. Here she is in front of a group of American Indians looking to buy their support, silence, and souls with the apology equivalent of glass beads. But no, instead she counted on the fake news media to shove the lie through, to make it stick, but made the mistake of doing so in an era when that is no longer possible. Hey, 50 years ago the fake news media could convince the public that Ted Kennedy leaving a woman to die was just another Kennedy family tragedy, but in the reality of today's new media, those days are long gone. And now she's doubling down, obfuscating, dissembling, apologizing while not apologizing, which means nothing has changed. Until last year, keep that in mind, until just last year, this whiter-than-white woman sought to exploit the identity of the American Indian for her own personal gain. And she is still doing it, still exploiting the Indian, looking to buy them off with empty promises, with a non-apology apology, with rhetorical trinkets. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.